Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests from Durkin Hospitality, a division of Mohawk. I've got David Duncan, Senior Vice President of Sales, and Elizabeth Bonner, Creative Design Director. Guys, how you doing this morning?
We're doing great.
Morning.
Good to talk to you. We were together earlier this week at BDNY. We decided, with all the noise and all the crowd in your space, to do this on the phone. We got back to our offices. Let's real quick talk about this show. First, a little background on you, David. Most people know you've been at Mohawk for a long time. You were actually the head of marketing for the company for a while, and then you've taken this role a little over a year ago. And Elizabeth, first time I've interviewed you, you've been at Mohawk about 10 months, but you've got a long history in the hospitality sector. You were at Norison for 4 years, short little stint at Brenton's, and then 6 years at Taiping. So you've been designing products in hospitality for a while, haven't you?
Correct. I really enjoy this custom atmosphere. Hospitality is a little something different.
David, let's start with the business for a second, if you don't mind. Just so my listeners know, Durkin Hospitality, one of the leaders, maybe even the market share leader, right?
That is correct.
So there's public space and there's room business. Where is Durkin's strength in there?
You know, it's pretty evenly split, to be honest with you. I mean, one of the unique things with Durkin, of course, is we are a total flooring supplier to the hospitality business. So we've got the fortunate opportunity to sell whatever the demands are.
When you start talking about how Durkin's business has been this year, how you guys doing?
We're doing really good. We had a record year last year, very robust. This year is better than last year, so we're continuing to grow and continuing to expand. I think if you look at the hospitality business overall, there's probably a few questions as have we peaked. My general sense is that I think the normal hospitality business has about a 7-year cycle, and then it starts to kind of wane down.
Mm-hmm.
This time around, though, I think that cycle's been elongated probably by 2 or 3 years, which means I think there's going to be growth in 2018 and 2019, and then I think you might start seeing it subside a little bit. And I think it's mainly due to because the downturn was so severe, it's just taken a little bit longer to come back, and it's kind of extended the cycle. Plus, hey, economic conditions are really good. Occupancy rates are really high. You know, that helps elongate the cycle as well.
Yeah, when I travel around, I hear a little bit about this new dimension, I guess, with Airbnb. And yet then I hear the statistics of, you know, occupancy and room rates. And so apparently it's not putting a dent in the traditional lodging business as a lot of people were thinking it would, right?
I think that's correct. I think, you know, it's definitely on the minds of everybody that you speak to, especially at the senior level in the hospitality business. But it kind of kudos to the hospitality leaders like the Marriott's, the Hilton's, the IHG's, Choice of the World. I mean, one of the things that they're really doing to try to even combat Airbnb is just make sure that that experience within the hotel is as positive as it can be. So they're constantly sort of, you know, obviously renovating the hotels. They're looking at the social areas that people sort of gather, the hubs within the lobby spaces, the food and beverage areas within the hospitality. I mean, there's a lot of innovation occurring from a design perspective and from a focal perspective.
All right, so, you know, when you go to this show, everybody says it's a relationship business, and there's, I guess, 4 influencers that you need to impact to be a player in the business and get your products sold into the lodgings business. There's the A&D people, there's the hotel brands, obviously, there's the property owners, and there's also these procurement companies, right? So how do you, you know, where do you focus your attention there?
Kind of focus in all areas. It's important that you have really strong relationships with the hotel brands, right? They're the ones setting the standards. They're kind of the key to entry, and we've got great connections with the hotel brands. The A&D community is very important, as you've indicated, because, you know, a lot of the brands will go to the A&D design firms for, you know, those fresh designs and so forth. So staying plugged in with the design firms is equally as important. And then when you get down to, you know, the purchasing firms and the owners, again, it's all about making sure that you've got the relationship with them. Everybody has their sort of favored supplier, and you really do have to attack the market on all fronts, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. The aesthetic value, when somebody, a consumer, walks in, they're going to stay there, it's not hard to convince these people that having a striking interior helps to improve the brand image, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's why it's always nice to have people like Elizabeth Bonner on our team.
Yeah.
Who are developing these great collections and keeping up with the trends and bringing new ideas and new concepts to the hotels and to the A&D firms. I mean, that's kind of what they expect from us.
We're seeing a shift where the hotel owners are trying to make a large attempt to bring the outside neighborhood in. And I think that falls in line with the Airbnb comments that you guys were making earlier, but it's really up the game. It's not as easy as it has been in the past to develop a standard package for a hotel so that every Marriott you stay in looks like the Marriott in the city that you stayed in before. The hotels have really been pushed to have to make each one a unique experience so that you feel like you're part of the neighborhood, you feel like you're part of the city that you're traveling through. It's just made it all interesting, and it's made the custom side of the business a lot more fun.
Yeah, and that's therefore the name of this show. It's boutique design. That's what people are moving to, right?
Correct.
Elizabeth, why don't you tell us, you had a very striking space. You actually were featuring three products. Run us through those real quick, if you don't mind.
We had a couple of products on the booth this time that we've already won awards at both Neocon and HD. We were showing Lineate on the floor, which is one of our new ERT products. We are still seeing a big shift in the market into the direction of hard surface, but we're seeing a shift even now in the visual of those hard surface items. So where in the past our offering has been dominated by wood and stone, we tried something a little bit different with Lineate. It's a linen, an open linen weave that's got color gradating across it, which is also something that is a pretty hot item at the moment. It has hit the marketplace and been incredibly well received.
You say, I think ERT, I guess that's Mohawk words for a resilient product that's sold in strip form, right?
Correct. It's enhanced resilient tile, which is a new shift for us here at Durkin and Mohawk. We have increased our offering to include some items that are not vinyl. Some of the marketplace is asking for items that don't include vinyl.
Yeah.
So we had to kind of shift. The category no longer became a luxury vinyl tile because that wasn't very descriptive of everything we were offering. Now we're referring to it as enhanced resilient tile. So also on the booth, we were showcasing Lichen, which is a carpet tile product that we launched as a company at Neocon this year. And we're particularly proud of Lichen because it is the first living product in the marketplace. And by living product, that means that we have certified that we're leaving a larger handprint on the earth than we are a carbon footprint when we generate the product.
Let me add, at Greenbuild, this product was being showcased in the Living Futures booth. It has a real green story, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay, and then you also were featuring more of your Definity technology, right?
We were. Definity is something that Durkin is particularly proud of. We brought this product to the marketplace just in the last 5 years, and it is a beautiful cut tile, multi-level loop product that we have the ability to really sculpt, so it makes designs three-dimensional. It's a fun one to design for because you have to think surface as well as the depth that you're getting. But it is a beautiful product. We had a rug that was designed by one of our designers, Arnavaz Barshan, on the booth at BDNY. And it was a beautiful rug from a collection called Goonge. We got a great response.
Well, let me add, too, that this product is so striking that Floor Focus has actually featured it on two separate covers. It's a beautiful way of making carpet. Anyway, those were three beautiful products. You had a great show, a lot of traffic, and I appreciate you guys spending time with us. Again, been talking to David Duncan, the Senior Vice President of Sales at Durkin, and Elizabeth Bonner, Creative Design Director. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.